sway. She's so persuasive, that marijuana. She's so flirtatious.
How does it feel to be
so persuasive, that marijuana. She's so flirtatious.
How does it feel to be you?
Feel like the feeling of a suppress. Feel like I feel like I got no press. Feel like I feel like I needed rest. The list of season I should let go. And that's the reason I'm about my. The list of season I should fly so low. I'm so sedated and she's so persuasive. This isolation so sweet you could taste it.
Listening to The Teachings here on CKUT 90.3 FM. The teachers of The Teachings are four single mothers who get together on a monthly basis, have some dinner, have some drinks, have some other substances, and discuss. And we record it. And we speak in English, we speak in French, we speak in Spanish, and we speak the truth, our truth.
That's amazing. There was alcohol? Of course.
Not for the children.
I hope.
These people don't know how to party. More 80s and 90s party, the kids.
Oh my God, we were there. We were part of the party, you know? Oh yes. Oh yes, I remember one night, my grandmother, she used to make her birthday. It's like incredible, you know, they get bands and stuff and food and a lot of alcohol. And I remember this night in particular, all the adults, but completely everybody was completely drunk. So we start like the big kids, the biggest, 15 years old, you know, we start taking every adult and push them like that in the cars and in a big truck. And bring them everyone in their houses, all the kids on the car, you know. That was so fun. That was like completely chaos.
On the cars or carts?
Yeah, cars.
You were driving their cars.
Yeah, we were driving.
But how old are you?
I started driving at 11 because of that, because people were so drunk. So we take the cars.
In Mexico City, you're 11 years old.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
In Bogota too?
Of course.
You are 11
years old. You need
to.
11. You know, so
14, they start teaching you how to drive. You know.
Yeah.
11, when your grandfather is really drunk, and he's like, okay, you're gonna drive. And I'm, no. I'm gonna tell you how.
Yeah, you just... Normal.
So you learn.
Normal.
Yeah. If I get caught drunk in the car with you driving... Better than if I'm driving drunk.
No, I was 11, so I wasn't drinking.
No, I know.
Oh yeah. No,
but it's
I
like
understand.
The
yes.
choice between like, driving drunk or making a child drive, and you're like the child driving.
Of course.
I'm so drunk. The child, the 11-year-old, is gonna drive. I'm so drunk. I'm like back around to being responsible. Yes. Enough to let an 11-year-old drive.
Exactly.
Such amazing survival skills.
Kind of. You know, I could pass that, but well, traumas, you know. Complex traumas. And this is just the beginning of the story.
Wait, yeah, but would you do that with your kids? Would you make Matteo drive?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
No
way.
Well,
you're supposed to say, of course.
No fucking way.
Oh, so.
I'm the driver. Even though in difficult times, I'm the fucking driver.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I discovered that the reason why Kilan wants to go to this cottage this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Is because he drives in the little road to get into it. And he's like, this time I'm using the paddles. And I'm like,
I did that with
manual.
William and Mateo, and they love it. Every time I went to the chalet, that was their favorite part. You know? Going to the chalet, I bring like William, and then come back, Mateo. You know?
That's the only reason why I went camping with my parents when I was 14.
To make them drive. Like,
but it's not the same thing because
so they would let me drive in the campground.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then after my father, I was my friends. My friends, they were doing at that time so many drugs. It was incredible.
So you were the
so you were driver? Yeah, well, the designated driver. You know, yes.
Yes.
I'm interested
yes,
in the like transformation.
Yes, I was.
To my job seriously.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, like how, because for you it's even more extreme, like stuff that you went through as a kid.
Yeah.
That like.
Probably.
You love or not, or like, are part of you. Like just like how it's changed with your own kids now. And where do you think that comes from?
Sometimes I'm sad because my son never gonna live the life I lived. Like, for example, like kind of the shit like that. Or my uncle, we went this time to Walmart, you know, to buy more alcohol, obviously. And then we were in the car and I was driving, obviously, because he was too drunk to drive to buy alcohol. So I drive, I was like probably 12 or 13. And coming back, he was in the back seat. And he just take my eyes, cover my eyes, and he starts playing like, you know, a stupid game like, you don't see. And I was driving, my God, he did that the whole way back.
Like hiding, letting you see.
Yes.
You see.
Fuck.
I think the most scared I've been was like.
I wasn't scared.
Water.
Fuck you. Let me drive.
Let me be the responsible driver.
Yes.
Yes.
Driving in crazy rain, and then like I don't know, like some water splashing on, and
oh,
not
yeah.
seeing
oh
anything
God,
for
yeah.
3 seconds.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Changed. Like now I always have death in the, like that was the, it switched something for me, yeah. And now I'm like I will never. I used to be like really macho about driving in any condition. Now I'm like, no, this is death. So, like we're parking under a bridge and waiting it out.
Yes.
How much is?
But it's kind of like that.
But it's just growing up, and then like,
it's just growing up.
No, because you get fearful. Is that the difference? Like now you have responsibilities and you're fear. You have fears of
yes.
Right? Whether
yes.
when you're 12 years old or 13, that's not a question. There's you know you're invisible.
And now the older you get, you become more aware of, like, oh, shit, I can die. I will be dying.
Right. But you don't get that until you're late, like later, right?
But that's what
perimenopause is.
No.
The slow facing of incoming death.
I'm really coming into my mortality now. You know? Like, right?
I thought about it before.
And then you're like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah, no, but like you were saying, you take less risks now.
I don't know. That's what I wanted to say. I don't know if I take less risks. Probably I'm more, comment on dit, conservatrice. Mais I think I take a lot of risk in my life.
Yeah, but you take less.
Still now.
You take less.
Yes. I mean,
top three.
I cannot say. It's illegal.
You whip it up and mix it right. One guy in the fluff, then you set it out and let it dry. One guy in the fluff, then you pack it up and watch it fly. One guy in the fluff, that coca in the fluff, that coca in the fluff. First you whip it up and mix it right. One guy in the fluff, then you set it out and let it dry. One guy in the fluff, then you pack it up and watch it fly. One guy in the fluff, that coca in the fluff. In the trenches where the dough be. I'm circulating, pumping coke into the OD. So I can show them how to pop a gun. Or develop a thought process to profit from. 100 pounds, we just break them down. Place a couple phone calls, then go make them round. The kid done started with 100 grams. Now he could turn a full slab into 100 grand. That's making sure that everybody eat. So in the end, I'm making ends on everybody's streets. Was taught to get it highway. Got some killers in LA who make a killing off the shade. No. First you whip it up and mix it right. One guy in the fluff, then you set it out and let it dry. One guy in the fluff, then you pack it up and watch it fly. One guy in the fluff, that coca in the fluff, that coca in the fluff. First you whip it up and mix it right. One guy in the fluff, then you set it out and let it dry. Then you pack it up and watch it fly. Coca in the fluff, that coca in the fluff, that coca in the fluff.
I got that A1, yo, that's why they hating on the old. Got my perico, shipped out from Mexico. It's so untamable, and I'm highly flammable. Put my trust in that cocaina flow, and it got me counting major dough. I'm riding around, I'm getting it, cop a 9-piece of that chicken, stripped and flipped it. Whiskey like some biscuits, put them pancakes and biscuits. Handshakes and digits, handling my business. Traffic off in my trap house, give a fuck about your suspicion. That fish scale too vicious, so I cut it down for you niggas. I run around for my riches, I ain't showing out for no bitches. Black on a mission, distributing more blow than kisses. When I drop that cocaine, I flow, it ain't no competition.
First you whip it up and mix it right. Cocaine in the fluff, then you set it out and let it dry. Then you pack it up and watch it fly. Coca in the fluff, that coca in the fluff, that coca in the fluff. First you whip it up and mix it right. Coca in the fluff, then you set it out and let it dry. Coca in the fluff, then you pack it up and watch it fly. Coca in the fluff, that coca in the fluff, that coca in the fluff. They claim to be who they ain't. Try to knock my hustle, they can't. I pull this burner out of my paints. Chop, chop him up where he stands. I make the proper demands. I put them dollars off in his hands to throw them ratchets up in your plans. Just keep your eyes up on your clientele. Cause you ain't trying to look at 30 when your clientele. I got a couple good niggas that reside in cells. So when it's time to kill the rats, I provide shells. That's on some certified G shit. Put it in Pro Tools, whip it back. That's a street mix. Street mix. Made 100,000 off a wee spot. 500,000 off the re-rock. Cocaine fly. Cocaine fly. Cocaine fly. Let cocaine fly.
flow. Let cocaine flow. Let cocaine flow.
Because it's Monica's top three risky activities.
Well, risky. But you know, sometimes I do coke.
Yes.
So with people I fentanyl. Kind of know. So, you know, and that's risky. I mean, yes. And then I drink, and I dance, and I have super fun. And then I said, shit, I have to drive home.
And my kid isn't with me, so
no.
There's no kids around.
No, Matthew, no.
There is no kid inside.
There's no kid.
What am I gonna do?
I'm alone. No, sometimes with my friends, and then there's too many friends, so you put it in the
trunk.
In the trunk.
You do that?
Yes, of course.
You put your friends in the trunk.
Yes.
But this is not this year.
Yes. Last month.
Driving high on coke with a bunch of friends in the trunk.
Yes.
Fantasy number two.
I was thinking about it like a few weeks ago, and I was saying, why I really need that? All, like, can you stop, please? You need to be alive.
Why do you need that feeling of exhilaration?
It's like a drug.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's exciting. Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, but I love boring now.
I know.
I love it.
No, it was full broad.
I'm like, give me like a night of like two NBA games back to back. Like.
Jogging.
Good for you.
No, but like I watched basketball and I was like, it was like 12:15. Like noon. And I was sitting in my egg chair watching basketball, and I was like, it doesn't get better. Like, I just couldn't stop smiling. I was like, it doesn't get better than this. Watching a basketball game in the middle of the day in my like super comfy chair outside, and I was like, oh, the luxury.
It's true, like, seriously.
It is.
Like, I don't want to drive high on coke with all my friends in the trunk.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why? I don't know.
Oh, what are you running away from?
That's what I...
Top three.
Not running away from.
Top three.
Top three, what I was...
Oh, I'm still escaping. I'm still not...
You got your basketball game.
Yeah, my weird preoccupation about, like... good defense, and I don't know, like, this is where my brain is, like, that's what my brain is busy with. It's
like,
I can stop, I guess.
You can what?
I can stop.
You can't stop?
No, I can't stop. I can't stop. I have to do something else.
Because what would happen if you stop?
I don't know. I won't be able to start again.
That's the fear, and I think it's real. But I think not starting again, like, it feels great.
Well, yeah, but not in the pocket. Not in the pocket. I did it.
Yeah.
And my pocket was like.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before.
Like when you stop, when you said, "Okay, it's enough. I stop," and you allow yourself to stop for a long time, it's bad for your pocket. I mean, you don't have money.
The money.
But could it be a way?
Okay, what
of course.
You're stopping.
She says she can't stop working.
Can't stop working and doing.
And then like going out like, and like, sort of, like I it needs to be busy.
Of course,
time,
of course, I have
high
to.
High intensity.
Yes.
Kind of, like living.
Yes.
Because if you stop.
I stop for a long time.
You don't start. You don't.
What,
you
I
don't
won't
start
be able
again.
To start.
What happens if you stop for a long time?
You realize that you're burnt out.
No, what happens for you if you stop for a long time?
Well, I have no money.
She was saying like the
like you won't be able to go to work.
No, if I stop, I stop working. I don't want to work anymore.
Fun, baby. Bass. Vision, dreams of passion, flowing through my mind.
a while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do. Baby,
tell your body to come along, but white lights blow away.
Rocket, ticket to ride, white line highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound, costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way, either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain.
Nothing bad.
She's raw dogging it, and I know that's not the expression, but
what does that even mean?
But you know, sometimes
it means not eating or drinking on a plane. But it sounds like something else.
What?
No, of course.
Yeah, raw dogging is used for everything. It's like it's such a weird. I'm thinking barebacking, but I'm raw dogging for me sounds like. I think it's people like it's like not using your phone for a week, or it's just going with nothing.
But
the one example that I know is like you go on a plane and you don't watch the entertainment, you don't drink water, you don't, you use
okay.
nothing. You just like.
Basically, it's like.
If you don't go to China, that's okay. I mean, if you're gonna be there for 14 hours.
Yeah.
Yo, I need my food, my alcohol, my water, my peanuts. Do you remember the times you get peanuts in the plane?
Why did I hear peanuts?
No peanuts.
I was like, wait, we're back to barebacking. I knew it.
You get peanuts in the plane. I never got peanuts.
You have to ask for it.
There's a whole club. Where this is not a club.
I remember that beautiful time. You would get
And they give the food in actually plates. And you have like the real bezel.
Yes!
And then the penis bags?
The penis were at the end, before landing.
Gross. Why we were talking about raw dogging it in the first
Because it's Monica's top three risky activities.
Well, risky.
369 girls wanna drink wine. Tell the man not to waste your time. If the man broke, the man he a joke. So you gotta get loose with the henny and the coke. 321 girls wanna have fun. If the man don't dance, he's done. Tell him move on, get the man gone. Now can I get a coke with my rum? 369 girls wanna drink wine. Tell the man not to waste your time. If the man broke, the man he a joke. So you gotta get loose with the henny and the coke. 321 girls wanna have fun. If the man don't dance, he's done. Tell him move on, get the man gone. Now can I get a coke with my rum?
Working fashion, you got time to kill. It's a weekend, but you feel weaker still. Watch them clapping, it's another.
another show. Watch them glisten like the underwater gills are leaking. You in the mosh pit swirling, you geeking. It's another world. If a man is a man, if a man is a man, if a man is a man, then a woman is a god. If a man is a man, if a man is a man, if a man is a man, then a woman is a god. Get up now, it's time to move. You look sluggish, you gotta make a bruise. They know your name now, you try to keep you cool. But a moment's past your momentum stills. In the back of the line at the club, on your block with no friends, just your phone at your ear. Try to make it seem like someone cares about you still, and that someone's really real. You're in the club now, dark room perfume, you're in love now with being you. Well, you move so gracefully like glass. Yeah, your feet can't really dance. If a man, is a god. If a man is a man, if a man is a man, if a man is a man, then a woman is a god. Oh, you wanna dance? Ooh, ooh, ooh. This track is a smash. Ooh, ooh. Taking off my skin, ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm speaking from within, ooh, ooh, ooh.
This is CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to The Teachings.
Basically, there's the grind, which you need for survival to be in it, and you can't stop because if you do, like, you won't be able to survive.
No.
Yeah, because that's, like, you're in it.
But, you know, you have to, I guess you have to find this kind of balance of doing that, working a lot or whatever, and trying to be calm when you have the time.
I think I'm only realizing now, like, I was burnt out. I was working, and I was already burnt out, right? And so as soon as I stopped, I can't get going again. Like, I don't know what's going to happen if I need to start working, you know, if I start to be... No, because burnout is real.
I mean, it's like, I'm burnt out since 2010. That's so the reality.
So when you crank it high enough, you can, like, kind of plow through the burnout. But as soon as you stop, you're, like...
Yes.
Like, immobilized. Like, then it hits you.
Exactly. And it's become... Because it doesn't come only, like, with that, but becomes with a lot of thinking. You know what I mean? So you have to think... You have to think a lot of things, and you have to rebuild and reprogram in your brain in order to stop. See, so it's hard when you stop. It's not simple. You need to be strong.
I don't know if you can do it like as a choice. It feels like you kind of need like an accident, or something that takes you out, and then you're like,
of course.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, actually, thanks. That felt good.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I feel, but you know what I feel right now? Like, I mean, I'm very active. I do so many things. But at the same time, I feel I start, like, seeing clearly after the last burnout that I was, like, in a kind of a blur all the time. And I heard and I understand, but it's not clear, not completely clear, you know? So it takes time to make the path in the brain to understand every situation, like every word people is talking to you, you know? But now I feel I can actually have conversations that I understand, fully understand. and that I'm able to go and read and research and ask for questions when I go to the doctor. You know, how many years going to the doctor and not able to put any freaking question? You know, I was like, yeah. I did like all kind of tests for nothing. Well, yeah, for nothing. But so obviously I want to keep myself in that kind of vibe instead of stopping again and being like kind of a limbo. I have a purpose. So if I work, if I move, if I do things, I have a purpose. If I don't have purpose, for me it's so hard to navigate in like kind of a flu. I can't.
My headspace never in one place. I always redefine the way to seize the day. Oh my God, oh my Lord, yes I did it though. I got a heavy soul for what is hitting for. True indeed, I'm that fresh breath of air you need. I got the key without the calibre. I'm thinking out the box like I don't know what shape. Now watch me formulate my words and concentrate. I like to speak when my hands are in my fingers. And when I let it out, this shit will paint a picture. I'm an old soul in a modern world. I'm so old school without the Jerry curls. See, you can lace me up because I'm on my way out. You see, what I'm about is really just a payout. Another grind, another hustle, that's a usually. So DJ, run it back, I does it beautifully. Just for you to see.
What?
My headspace got me contemplating decisions of how I'm truly living. I mean, my headspace got me looking at surroundings, feeling overcrowded. Well, I leave, I doubt it. My headspace second guessing first impressions and what they really saying in a sentence. My headspace got me praying to the universe with every bit of struggle, man, it's gotta work.
It's gotta work.
Mama always told me I'm a rolling stone. She said you got a heart of gold, enjoy your growth. So every leap I take is not a leap of faith. It's a leap of certainty I truly made. I like to see the bigger picture in the schemes, the visions of my dreams and what they really mean. Let's bring it all that life, let's answer all the questions. And everything I mentioned, not a secret weapon. It's a piece of mind, a piece of openness. You need to have an open ear with closed lips. I love these imperfections like I'm clueless. And I see my happiness is on the hit list. Don't tryna come up on me quick, man, it's gonna happen never. The way I like to see it, you the least of my endeavors. At any given time, at any given measure. Nah, stopping in my tracks, bruh, I'll apply the pressure. My headspace got me contemplating decisions of how I'm truly living. I mean, my headspace got me looking at surroundings, feeling overcrowded. Well, I leave, I doubt it. My headspace second guessing first impressions and what they really saying in a sentence. My headspace got me praying to the universe with every bit of struggle, man, it's gotta
man,
work.
It's gotta work.
It's like I want to get to the void, right? Like where the what is?
Yes,
the...
I want to explain myself a little bit. The void is more like I'm a very dark person, you know. And when I stop and I go to the dark side of the moon, it's very complicated. So when I said purpose, it doesn't mean anything with the capitalism or anything with the status of or the profession, because actually I guess when I do my first burnout, everything, the question was exactly like, I cannot do anymore the profession I was thinking that I was made for, so I cannot do my work anymore. So what am I gonna do now? You know, this is the void. It's like not necessarily having a profession or a status or a thing to say to people. I don't give a shit. But actually for myself, you know, the void for myself, I need to have something going on in my head, because it's too empty.
You need an anchor. You need like routines, or you need like...
I need to create. I need to create. I need to be all the time creating things, creating moments, creating danger, creating stuff.
But I go back then to like, what are you running from? That you, it needs to be like filled with something.
Check this out.
used to never get. Cause all I got was upset when niggas used to be like, and try to sweat it in like the lip. For no reason at all, I can't recall controlling C's in my face. Down the hall, I'm kicking it in the back of the school, eating chicken at 3. Wondering why is everybody always picking on me? I tried to talk and tell them, chill, I did nothing to deserve this. But when it didn't work, I wasn't scared, just real nervous and unprepared. To deal with scrapping, no doubt. My pappy never told me how to knock a knocker out. But now in 95, I was surviving, so man on my own. Look around with fat lip, yes, yeah, she get blown. I'm not trying to show no macho is shown, but when it's on, then it's on.
And I guess the fact that I, you know, that I go out and I'm wild sometimes is just to...
It's just your way of
to escape. Yes. Or it's kind of a, you know, what's the name? It's parasuicidal. So it means that you're a suicidal, but, you know, you do everything like thinking, not thinking. You know
what's
what I mean?
Sarah?
Parasuicidaire, c'est quelqu'un qui va se mettre tellement à risque, mais qui va jamais se suicider. Si jamais vous avez besoin, appelez vraiment la ligne d'écoute. Mais je veux dire, tu vois, comme quelqu'un qui va pas se suicider, mais qui fait tout.
Qui a plein de comportements à risque.
Pour avoir des comportements super à risque. Ça a toujours été ça, ma vie. Don't help me, please. Don't help me.
You don't need a girl. You don't have a friend for help. You're just like...
No, no. It's just a pattern that you follow, like, all your life, kind of. You know? And it's very difficult to detach.
Oh, is greatness. To love yourself is special, just embrace the changes. Find myself in sacred places, conscious when I'm turning pages. Reminisce my golden days when life was simply church and pastries. Late to class, I see her face, it's beautiful the way the sun hit. Ain't no makeup, natural touches. Bought us both hot fries and sun kiss. After class, 420 blazing. Young in love, it feels amazing. Waiting for you, pacing, anxious. Can't relax, I'm too impatient, yeah. I'm feeling indifferent, I'm young and in tune. Look to the sky, I'm inspecting the moon. I feel like a Gemini, middle of June. Hi. I'm feeling the energy, what does it do? Keep me addicted to giving to you. Love is a battlefield, ain't nothing new.
Learning how to love myself is new.
For the night, soon as that dark shade hits them. First off, you try to play me like an arcade system. Yeah. Up in the arts district, drinking, reciting lines that my heart scripted.
My heart
at bars twisted on nights that I'm feeling artistic. Tripping cause I miss your vibe, it really has me absent-minded. Wishing you would come and find me. Random people pass behind me. Took a swig to pass it over. Pretty stranger taps my shoulder. Friendly Mrs. Casanova. Henny with a splash of soda. Spit my quotes in low exposure. Thirsty vultures still approach her. 60 passes sitting closer. Might just hit it for the culture. Might just dip and hit the pavement. Me, myself, and all I came with. Love is war, we all in danger. Rain or pour, embrace the changes.
This is CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to The Teachings.
It's not true. Tell me I've been lied to. Crying isn't like you. Ooh. What the hell did I do? Never been the type to let someone see right through. Ooh. Maybe won't you take it back? Say you were trying to make me laugh and nothing has to change today. You didn't mean to say I love.
They call it wacky dust. It's from a hot cornet. It gives your feet a feeling so breezy, and oh, it's so easy to get. They call it wacky dust. It brings a dancing jazz. And when it starts, then only a sap will refuse to Big Apple or Shag. Though I don't know just why it gets you so high, putting a buzz in your heart. You do a marathon, you'll wanna go on, kicking the ceiling apart. They call it wacky dust. It's something you can't trust. And in the end, the rhythm will stop. When it does, then you'll drop from happy wacky dust.